You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Of course, to win an acting award is always a great honour, but to receive one here in the heart of London's famous West End on an occasion such as this hugely diminishes that honour. What could be more dull than the sordid backslapping sessions where has-beens in tuxedos hand over to even older has-beens in tuxedos awards for plays that closed the week before they opened because the audiences were clamoring instead for tickets to Andrew Lloyd Webber's latest rearrangement of Evita to suit the vocal range of Kylie Minogue. Therefore, cannot say what a delight it is that John has won this award instead of me. And I should like to announce my retirement from the acting profession in order to begin a lifetime of work amongst the mentally handicapped. In which capacity, I look forward to meeting all the members of the judging panel very soon. Thank you.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Bonus episode, Time of Cinema, Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. It is me, staring into the doo-doo brown eyes of Drewster Cogburn. Drew.
If my eyes are doo-doo brown, then what, yours are like diarrhea brown?
Yes. Those are both so full of shit. We've gotten this far. No, we've gotten this far. So
I mean, how far are we, Chris?
As far as we can get.
Without getting a paycheck.
Oh! Hey, paychecks. What's that?
Something I work for. Something I never got here.
Not here, though. I mean, work for this, but you gotta work. I mean, you got a ginger ale there.
That I bought myself with the money I made at my job.
At the other thing. Cheers to that. Bonus episode, Oscars 2017 awards for Art is Whack. Having said that, it's the Super Bowl of movies, man. Literally, the Academy Awards broadcast on TV, second most watched live broadcast on TV in North America behind only the Super Bowl. I think something around...
The only thing we care about more than our football is our movies.
I guess so. Pageantry. LA patting itself on the back, be like, look at these great movies that we made. Aren't we so awesome?
Well, I mean, some of them are pretty awesome.
I guess some of them are pretty awesome.
Should be given, a pat on the back for the work they do.
But for so many people, it's so objective. It's art. For so many people, how many times does it line up where the best movie, the quote movie of the year, is your favorite movie? The last time that happened for me, I think, was the Coen Brothers' No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
That was like 2007. Yeah. And even then, it was a toss-up between that and There Will Be Blood. And Children of Men had just come out before that.
Fuck, that movie's so amazing.
It was a crazy...
I can't believe that wasn't the best movie of that year.
I know, right?
Because it definitely was.
It was a crazy 12 months for movies, even though technically it spans two different years. But we're going to talk about them, the 2017 Oscar picks. We're doing all the Oscar picks from the bottom to the top. I think there's like 24 cats. And you know what, Drew? No handicap. It's 4 years now.
Whatever.
You know what's up. Plus, there's no penalty or any bullshit like that.
I don't care.
So we're going straight up all, so it doesn't matter.
I realized that I hadn't seen a lot of these movies.
And I think out of four, like, didn't we tie to I won one and you won one?
Something like that.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Whatever.
We might as well be doing fantasy football.
It doesn't matter.
Which we do. And then you beat me in that, technically.
Yes!
You
and I beat Elijah twice.
Yeah. Who knows way more about football than both of us combined?
Yes.
Which is funny.
That's why I do it. For those tiny little sweet moments.
Yeah.
All reality, I don't care how I do in fantasy football as long as I could be Elijah.
Fair enough.
Because if I could be Elijah, he'd be like, fuck you don't know shit.
The Muffin Man. Sorry about the Muffin Man. That's for the 10 other people in the league.
Who understand what the fuck's going on.
Who know what the hell
here.
We're talking about. So we're going to start from bottom and work our way to the top. If you want to submit your own Oscar picks to us, you can do so. cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Email your picks to that address. I'll keep track of them and I'll see who comes out on top, who has the best. I'll announce them. We'll announce them next week in the next bonus episode, the next Oscars bonus episode, I should say. We'll do a quick one, a recap one. And, hey, you know what? If you're going to do the picks, your own picks, maybe you can, if you want, listen to this episode and hear what we say, and then use that to fill out your ballot. Or you can fill out your ballot first, send it to us, and then listen to the bonus episode.
I wouldn't follow me. I haven't seen a lot of these movies.
Neither. I haven't seen a handful of them. I haven't seen some of them.
So.
Some of them's going to be guessery.
I mean, it's all guessery.
So it's up to you guys. It is technically all guessery, absolutely, 100%. So here we go. It's up to you guys. Do what you want to do. But send them at crespedisa@gmail.com. Send in your own picks. You have until the broadcast next week, next Sunday, once the show starts. No more submissions. All right. You know what? This is kind of like trivia-ish, I guess.
Okay.
We don't. Yeah. There we go. All right. All right, Drew.
Chris.
Starting from the bottom, working my way to the top. Best live action short film. Talking about guesswork.
Yeah, didn't see any of these.
Can you even say the name of that one?
L'ennemi intérieur.
And l'ennemi de nouveau, huh?
L'ennemi intérieur.
All right. So there's that one. La femme. Et le TGV?
TGV.
TGV.
Is how they say it.
So it looks like two Frenchies.
And the TGV is it's a super fast train. Just so you know.
See, you already know more than this than I do. You already know more.
It's one of the bullet trains.
You already know more. Silent Night, Sing, Time Code. Which one did you go with?
I went with Time Code because I like the name.
All right. I went with the one with the Elle is TGV. How do you say it?
TGV.
I picked that one. Because fuck it. Best animated short film. Blind Vaisha? Something Indian, obviously. Borrowed Time. Pear, Cider, and Cigarettes. Pearl. Piper. Piper is that short film that played in front of Finding Dory.
Yes, exactly.
So what did you pick?
Piper, because that's the one I saw.
So did I. Me too, for the same reason. Best documentary. Short subject. Extremists. 4.1 Miles. Joe's Violin. Watani. Colon. My Homeland. The White Helmets. So what did you pick, Drew?
Watani, colon, my homeland.
Any reason for that?
The name. It's kind of weird.
Just stuck out to you for
that? And the White Helmets made me think of penis.
That's why I picked the White Helmets. Because of penises. That's why I picked it.
I just think of a bunch of tiny penises.
Exactly. A bunch of dicks. A row of dicks. Yep. Sticking straight up. The White Helmets. That's exactly, so that's why I picked it. Best documentary feature. Here we go. We know a couple of these now. Fire at Sea. I Am Not Your Negro. Playing at the NZN soon. We haven't seen it yet. Life. Comma, animated. Ooh, intriguing. OJ, colon, Made in America. 13th. That's that Anna DeVarnay privatized prison documentary. I picked OJ, colon, Made in America because it is a bit of a cheat because it's a miniseries, but they showed it in theaters, technically.
Yeah.
They got away with it, so because it's such a opus.
Agreed.
That's what I went with. Is that what you picked? That's what
I went with
as well. All right, there you go. I'm keeping track of what you picked. So we see what's different. Best makeup and hairstyling. A Man Called Ova. Ova?
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Beyond. Suicide Squad. Drew Sircogran.
Suicide Squad.
So did I pick Suicide Squad too. Good makeup. The Killer Croc alone.
Yeah,
the Croc
exactly.
Makeup was pretty amazing looking. Best visual effects. Deepwater Horizon. Look at that. Marky Mark is in a Academy Award nominated film. Academy Award nominated.
Deepwater Horizon.
As well as Academy Award nominated Doctor Strange for visual effects. The Jungle Book. Disney's The Jungle Book. Kubo and the Two Strings animated. And Rogue One : The Star Wars Story. I went with The Jungle Book.
I mean, for me, it was a toss up between The Jungle Book and Doctor Strange.
Yes, I can see why that's difficult.
I went Doctor Strange.
All right, I like it. No matter what, Disney's the winner in that case.
Yeah, between exactly. Those two.
I went with The Jungle Book.
If Kubo and the Two Strings won, I'd be amazed.
What is it? That movie's so good. Oh my god, it's so good. Best sound editing. Arrival. Deepwater Horizon again. Hacksaw Ridge. La La Land. Sully. Clint Eastwood's Sully. What did you picture?
La La Land.
For sound editing, La La Land. I went with Hacksaw Ridge. because it's a war movie. I know you didn't see it, but it's a war movie. There's a lot going on with the sound there. Yep. And
didn't see it.
There's sequences where they can't see. When they first get to the battlefield, it's all like smoky. It's covered from all the bombing out and everything. So there's a lot of like sound work going, you know. Mm-hmm. Rationalizing a fucking 20% chance of it. 1 out of 5. The best I can do. Drew, why don't you go ahead and run down the nominees for Best Sound Mixing, Lost a Drink.
Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. What'd you pick, Chris?
I picked La La Land because I figured it's about time for that movie to start dominating categories.
I picked Rogue One because, yeah, 1 in 5 pick.
Okay. I like it. Best original score. Jackie making its first appearance. La La Land. Lion making its first appearance. Moonlight. Here we go. Passengers. Interesting. Best original score, Drew. What'd you say?
I haven't picked one yet. Apparently. I don't have anything marked down. Interesting. So we're going to go with...
this decision now. Jackie, La La Land, score. Lion, Moonlight, Passengers.
Fuck. We'll give it to La La Land.
Going to La La Land. You know what? That's where I went with as
and
well.
And then you know what? I think...
because it's a musical. Next category goes with it. Best original score. Audition, parentheses, The Fools Who Dream from La La Land, as well as City of Stars from La La Land. 2 songs from 1 movie. Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls. The Empty Chair from James Foley story. I don't even know what the hell that is. How Far I'll Go for Moana. I think it's a Lin-Manuel Miranda co-written joint. He's got a lot of juice. Drew, what did you say for original score?
Oh, it's City of Stars, La La Land.
So did I.
Because it was the only song that I remembered from that song. The whole movie.
Oh my God, Drew. The monsters are coming out of them. God bless you. Stop the monsters. Well, the demons overtook him for a second there. That was crazy.
Sneezing demons.
1,000 cents. I went with City of Stars as well, because yes, it stands out in that movie. It's so short too, it's like 1.5 minutes, but there's a lot that the kind of the emotion of that movie is kind of the linchpin in that song. It's interesting. It's one of the reasons why I like the movie so much. Best production design. Sure, okay. Yep, sure.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hail Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers.
Hail Caesar making its only appearance, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good for them.
Which is why I chose it.
Did you really?
Yes.
Good for you.
Well, that, and it's one of the few movies where, like, I remember the costumes.
Oh, really?
Because it was, there was a movie within a movie.
Well, there's more than just costumes, though, when it comes to production design.
No, I know.
It's also the set design and everything, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why
I went. For me, it was between that and Passengers.
You went with Hail Caesar. I went with La La Land.
Okay.
And that one. Film editing, Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water making its first appearance, La La Land, Moonlight. Here we go, Drew. What do you got?
Arrival. Because it was the only one where the editing actually did something for me.
Man, you know what? I totally agree with that, too. Out of all those movies.
Everything else. In terms of
delivering story.
The editing was fine. Story delivered. Mm-hmm. Very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Arrival was... story was delivered. What the fuck did you just do to my head?
By the end, you're like, what? But how... yeah, editing. That goes hand in hand with the script writing. Oof, man. It's interesting. I appreciate the logic behind that. I went with La La Land.
Yeah.
La La Land. Best costume design, Allied. Man, the costume design of that movie, Drew. You didn't see it, Allied, yep. Did you? Of course, Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard looked impeccable in their 1940s garb.
Well, it's because they look impeccable in real life.
That's true. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Florence Foster Jenkins. Jackie. La La Land. Drew, what'd you pick?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, there
because
you go.
I didn't see it, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Daughter of Sam Waterston in 1920s Flophouse hat. I like it. I went with La La Land, Emma Stone in her yellow dress, and Brian Gosling with the
tie.
The vest tie combo. John Legend with the hat. Drew, cinematography, read them.
Arrival, La La Land, Lion, Moonlight, Silence.
Silence making its first appearance. Martin Scorsese's Silence. Gorgeous film. I loved the look of that movie.
Me too. That's why I chose it.
Really?
Yeah.
I went with La La Land.
I'm not giving La La Land a whole shit ton of Oscars because I don't think they deserve it.
Interesting. I know you don't. I don't either. Awards for Art is whack. Not my favorite movie of the year. We've talked about this. It's even least your favorite. I like it more than you do. I know you don't like it at all. I'm just saying.
I still give it some awards.
I think this is where the Academy is going, though. Yeah. These aren't my personal picks. These are my picks, though.
Yeah. They're not your personal picks, but they are your personal picks.
I'm letting people know. This is where I think it's going. Like, if I had to choose personally best cinematography of these movies, I would actually go with Moonlight. Because it's so striking and, like, visual and pow. And the colors are so amazing. And the way three different stories are told in three different color palettes. A lot of work went into Moonlight. It's going to La La Land. Which, La La Land, a lot of work went into that, too. It's a gorgeous movie. It's great. All of these movies deserve to win best. They're all winners. You're all winners.
Unless you're big, fat losers.
Why'd you look me dead in the eye so hard as you said that? That was so cruel.
No reason.
Just like...
No reason at all, Chris.
I stared so intently.
I'm not trying to tell you something subconsciously.
Freak me out, man. You freaked me out with that, I gotta say. Best animated feature film, Kubo and the Two Strings, Moana, My Life as a Zucchini. What the fuck? Is that a VeggieTales?
Maybe.
The Red Turtle, Zootopia, Disney on the list twice. Drew, where are you going with?
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Ooh, nice. I love that movie.
Because I know it's stop motion animated. So that's
so good.
I saw some of the production work.
You haven't even seen it, have you?
No.
It's a good movie, man.
I've seen how it's made, and I still haven't seen the movie.
Is it out there somewhere for streaming somehow?
I don't think so, not yet.
Man, it's
got, maybe it's on Redbox.
Redbox, rent it, man. I want to rewatch it. I went with Zootopia because it came out earlier in the year where people are going to remember it, especially the older folks in the Academy. Best Adapted Screenplay, Arrival. Fences make its first appearance. Hidden Figures.
What about Original? You skipped over Original.
I skipped over Original. Higher Hellwater. High or Hellwater. That describes my Sunday.
Yes, I was about to sigh. I was about to say that.
That's about, you're about to sigh.
About to sigh.
Higher Hellwater. Drew was about to sigh. Man, this bonus episode went south quick. Hell or High Water. La La Land. The Lobster. Lobster making its only appearance, I believe.
Correct.
Manchester by the Sea popping up for the first time. 20th Century Women. Mike Mills popping up. Interesting category. Best screenplay. Drew, I said Manchester by the Sea.
I said 20th Century Women.
Oh, right. I like it. I love... Both of those movies are written so well, character-wise. Yeah. They're just so real.
That's why I put... Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to writing, I'd say it's between those two. Absolutely. Nice.
I wanted to say The Lobster, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
It's uneven. The Lobster's uneven. That's a consensus amongst the two when it comes to criticisms of the movie. People like the first half more than they like the second half. So, and the ending, I don't like the ending too much. I would have liked an ending that was more concrete. Best Adapted. I jumped to this one. Arrival, Fences, Hidden Figures, Lion, Moonlight. I said Moonlight.
I went Lion.
You went Lion. Okay. Any reason why? No.
I think it's the only Oscar it's going to win.
Okay. I went with Moonlight because I figured this to be the part where it starts bringing in a few. Not many, but a couple. Best foreign language. Drew, take it away.
Land of Mine from Denmark.
Denmark.
A Man Called Ove from Sweden.
Sweden.
The State.
Salesman.
Salesman.
Yes, from Iran.
The Salesman from Iran. Tana from Australia. Mm. And Tony Erdmann from Germany.
Tony Erdmann. We've been talking about that recently. Jack Nicholson playing the role, that lead role with Kristen Wiig.
Which is why I chose Tony Erdmann.
All right.
If it's got that much buzz already.
Right.
We're already remaking it here in America. Might as well give it the Oscar for the original.
I went with The Salesman because Iranian filmmaking, when it gets nominated, is usually like, it's up there, man. We're talking about Panifer? Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name. Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. She's Iranian-American. They have a history of cinema that's fantastic before the Islamic Revolution. And they've been clawing their way back since then. So that's what I went with. Best Supporting Actress, Viola Davis for Fences, Naomi Harris, Moonlight, Nicole Kidman in Lion, Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures, Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. I said Viola Davis in Fences.
Ah, nice.
Yes, because I figured After a couple years of hashtag Oscars so white, it's gonna be
the turn.
I think it's gonna be reflected this year.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I picked Naomi Harris from Moonlight.
Ooh, interesting.
Because seriously, she was really good in that movie.
All right, she was great in that. As a matter of fact, and that's a great movie. Naomi Harris, all right, good job. Best Supporting Actor: Mahershala Ali in Moonlight, Jeff Bridges in High or Hell Water, Lucas Hedges in Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel in Lion, Michael Shannon in Nocturnal Animals. Drew, you wanted Michael Shannon in Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
But you got the Nocturnal Animals, Michael Shannon. What are you going to do?
Pick Mahershala Ali
for Moonlight. Oh, so did I. We picked the same guy for that one.
He deserves it.
He's so good. Best Actress: Isabel Hubbard, L. Paul Verhoeven's L. Ruth Negga in Loving, Portman, Emma Stone, La La Land, Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins, Drew.
Natalie Portman, Jackie.
I went with Emma Stone and La La Land.
All right.
There you go. All right. Best Actor, go ahead, Drew.
Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling, La La Land. Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic.
What, Viggo?
And Denzel Washington, Fences.
I went with Denzel Washington and Fences to go with my Viola Davis anti-hashtag Oscar so white.
I want Viggo.
You want Viggo? I like it. That'd be cool if Viggo did win.
I want Viggo to win bad.
Viggo's super cool. That brings us to
Best Director:
Denis Villeneuve for Arrival, Mel Gibson, Hacksaw Ridge, The Redemption Tour Pays Off, Damien Chazelle, La La Land, Kenneth Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea, Barry Jenkins, Moonlight, Drew.
Barry Jenkins, bro.
Nice. I like it. If that happened, that'd be amazing.
I mean, somehow he got three different people who had never seen each other or ever talked to each other and never did be the same person.
Be the same person in an amazing movie. Yeah. And as a straight man, directed a movie about a gay person in a way that, like, we all understand what's going on. It worked. For some reason, it's reaching across the boundaries, socioeconomic, et cetera, et cetera. I was Damien Chazelle, La La Land. Because I think it's gonna be a La La Land tonight. I really do.
Swear to God.
I really think it is.
If that movie wins a bunch of, I'm gonna be so angry.
It's really accomplished. It's well made. It's a musical. It's a throwback to old school Hollywood. Everyone likes it. It's likable. Moonlight is tough. Moonlight's a tough movie.
Yeah, it is.
Best Picture: Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Higher Hell Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight, Drew. What did you say?
I went with Arrival.
Arrival for Best Picture. You went with The Split.
Yeah.
Fun. That's so fun. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I also like the idea of Arrival winning Best Picture but not winning a single other award.
Anything else.
No, you have it for Best Film Editing.
Yes.
And that's it. I like that.
I mean,
daring and fun.
My mind says Moonlight's probably going to win it.
Okay.
Just because of the type of movie that it is.
Mm-hmm.
But man, screw that.
Screw that, yo.
Screw that. Screw those assholes. Give it to Arrival. I want a sci-fi movie to win Best Picture of the year.
That would be really cool. That would be super cool. But the split is kind of rare. It's kind of rare. It's happened a few times in recent years, but it's kind of rare. So I'm going with La La Land for both Best Picture and Best Director. So let me see. Let's add them up here. We have one that's different. Two.
Oh, a lot. We have a lot
three,
that's different.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Ooh, this is going to be fun. 11. 12. This is going to be fun.
You got a lot. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. It sucks when they're the same. It's happened before.
Yeah.
It's not as fun. All right, guys. Like I said, send in your picks. CinemaCrespedisoGM.com, and we will we'll see who comes out on top. See who stacks up. Blah blah blah, et cetera, et cetera. You win the fame and adulation of the people forever.
Good job. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to losing. Good job, Chris.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I don't know what this is. I just wanted to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's fine.
It's the Red Army. It's the Red Soviet Army.
You have emerged victorious.
Thank you. Already?
Already.
Now you're jinxing it. Now you're jinxing it in your favor. You can't do that. You can't jinx it in your favor. That's not fair. You can't take the power away. No.
What power? I don't know what you're talking about.
God damn it. You did it. Now you're going to win. Good thing we didn't bet anything. I bet you $1 that you win.
I bet you $1 that I win, too.
Damn it. All right, guys. We're out of here.